Governor Mark Sanford.
Recent days have been difficult in our state and in our country. Many families are struggling with challenges we've not seen in our lifetimes. The solution lies in more government spending and deeper debt. The truth is, more tax dollars will be spent in our state this year than ever before. Going further into debt will solve a problem that was created by debt. There must be a price that we will impose on future generations. For me, the easy thing is accept money handed out from Washington. There is a better way, saddling our children with massive debts. That's what I'll continue to fight for.
Paid for by Carolinians for Reform.
Okay, cover me, Jim.
All right.
I'll go out the back. In the news, the governor and his wife differ on the need for stimulus. But you know how that goes, you know. That's, Governor Sanford says, we am not accepting no monies for no education. Because that would be so gay. The governor will accept the $700 million if used to pay down the price of a pack of cigarettes, however. Wouldn't buy that many, actually, the way things are going. If South Carolina does not claim the stimulus money, it will go to the Octomom for a daycare and nappies. Although Senator Jim DeMint has already applied for the $700 million for his campaign fund. That almost doubles it. The governor calls $700 million chump change. And he don't need no chump change. In non-stimulating news, 9 out of 10 tax day protesters intend to reuse their tea bags. The Columbia Stimulus Summit goes far into the night with few whoops and hollers. The city cops will get cell phones back on condition no more texting during high-speed pursuits. The Horry Trooper. I said Horry, what'd you say? Horry? Horry. Well, that's what I said. Your accent are in a different syllable, that's all. I don't see what... The Horry. I think Horry sounds better, if you ask me. The Horry Trooper. Huh? Still wrong? What? Horry. Ori. Ori? There's no hole in Ori? Okay, well then why do they put it in? The Ori Trooper. Well, let me get to the joke, will you? It's just not good to begin with, and it's taking up, the buildup is ruining it. The Ori Trooper clocked at 131 says the radar lied. His speedometer was broken. He had 60 mile per hour tailwinds, and his charger explodes if he goes below 130. That's what that Ori Trooper said. Anyway. Compromise on the Confederate flag at the State House. It will be hung from the gun rack of the governor's F-150 in the driveway. Like everywhere else. Why should it be different? The NCAA, therefore, is expected to start with something small in South Carolina, a dominoes or a canasta tournament. So look for that. The Savannah River Lab is producing weapons-grade switchgrass for fuel. It's the latest. The Lions Club says the $500,000 has been lost due to the clampdown on casino nights, meaning fewer seniors needing cataract surgery, hearing aids, and glasses get a chance to play games of chance, which is probably a good thing when you think about it. The court rules that families who give their firstborn to USC still don't get free parking. Women, however, can avoid the seat license fee by squatting over the seats without actually touching them. I'm told they can do that. I heard that. Maybe it's not true. The South Carolina House passes a father registry bill just to see how many times the name Strom comes up. Spring practice is over. Coach Spurrier says the emphasis was on Gamecock blocking. Ha ha, yourself. Coach Darren Horn, well, come on, I'm not going to, you got to work with what you got. You know. Coach Darren Horn did not actually talk with, but did take confession with Xavier. That's not talking with, that's
no.
Confession. It's totally different. Columbia opens its first hydrogen fueling station. Now it's just a question of waiting for the Zeppelins to arrive. Oh, the humanity, I know what you're saying. H boosters, hydrogen boosters and oxygen boosters are getting together to make water. That's the good news. Divorce made easier in South Carolina. A woman can now get a divorce if her husband tells her how she really looks in this. Columbia drops famously hot slogan for beer on Sunday. And they're changing, South Carolina's changing the So Gay campaign to As in Happy campaign. Columbia recognizes Cuba and enrolls them in Palmetto Care. Okay, I don't know why that's even in there either, to tell you the truth. South Carolina approves mounting your license plates in the shape of a cross. You can now do that with your vehicle. If you want to start, David, you simply register three vehicles and... This I believe thing is out of, it's just, that's what people say down there. I believe I'm fixing to, whatever you're fixing to do, which you never do anyway, you know, but I believe I'm fixing to fix something. Yeah, that's what I believe, the same thing. I believe I'm fixing to. There's a typical sentence. The Richland County Sheriff intends to shackle Michael Phelps at the next swim meet, leaving him with just the butterfly. The state mental hospital goes condo. A Confederate relic room is currently featuring the excavated silverware from the Sherman Buffet. Lexington County employees told to lose the mullets. Smoking ban allows chewing, but you must swallow. There's no spitting. The Hard Rock Park is to reopen as Neverland Park. See if that works. And Texas says it will secede from the Union if South Carolina goes first. That's all the Columbia and South Carolina news that is. And thank you so much. Go! Go! Go!
Go!
That's what I say.
Yeah. Rocks.
Yes.